Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of October 22, 2021. Do you know that American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served first class? Today's archive star of machine learning goes to Devansh Arpit, Huan Wang, and Kaining Xiong for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 13 papers out of 52 submissions. Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael I. Jordan, Professor of EECS and Professor of Statistics, University of California, Berkeley. And Mingsheng Long, Associate Professor, Tsinghua University.
Paper title:
Ranking and Tuning Pre-trained Models, a New Paradigm of Exploiting Model Hubs.
Authored by
Keqiao Yu, Yonglu, Jianmin Wang, Michael I. Jordan, and Mingsheng Long.
Paper abstract:
Pre-trained model hubs with many pre-trained models, PTMs, have been a cornerstone in deep learning. Although built at a high cost, they are in fact / underexploited. Practitioners usually pick one PTM from the provided model hub by popularity, and then fine-tune the PTM to solve the target task. This /va but common practice poses two obstacles to sufficiently exploiting pre-trained model hubs. 1. The PTM selection procedure has no optimality guarantee. 2. Only one PTM is used while the rest PTMs are overlooked. Ideally, to maximally exploit pre-trained model hubs, trying all combinations of PTMs and extensively fine-tuning each combination of PTMs are required, which incurs exponential combinations and unaffordable computational budget. In this paper, we propose a new paradigm of exploiting model hubs by ranking and tuning pre-trained models. 1. Our conference work /sitepu_log:2021 proposed LogMe to estimate the maximum value of label evidence given features extracted by pre-trained models, which can rank all the PTMs in a model hub for various types of PTMs and tasks /env before fine-tuning. 2. The best ranked PTM can be fine-tuned and deployed if we have no preference for the model's architecture, or the target PTM can be tuned by top K ranked PTMs via the proposed B-tuning algorithm. The ranking part is based on the conference paper, and we complete its theoretical analysis, convergence proof of the heuristic evidence maximization procedure, and the influence of feature dimension, in this paper. The tuning part introduces a novel Bayesian tuning, B-tuning, method for multiple PTMs tuning, which surpasses dedicated methods designed for homogeneous PTMs tuning and sets up new state-of-the-art for heterogeneous PTMs tuning. We believe the new paradigm of exploiting PTM hubs can interest a large audience of the community.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Georgios B. Giannakis, Endowed Chair Professor, Department of EECS and DTC, University of Minnesota.
Paper title:
Distributionally Robust Semi-Supervised Learning Over Graphs.
Authored by
Alireza Sadeghi, Meng Ma, Vinkong Li, and Georgios B. Giannakis.
Paper abstract:
Semi-supervised learning, SSL, over graph structured data emerges in many network science applications. To efficiently manage learning over graphs, variants of graph neural networks, GNNs, have been developed recently. By succinctly encoding local graph structures and features of nodes, state-of-the-art GNNs can scale linearly with the size of graph. Despite their success in practice, most of existing methods are unable to handle graphs with uncertain nodal attributes. Specifically, whenever mismatches between training and testing data distribution exists, these models fail in practice. Challenges also arise due to distributional uncertainties associated with data acquired by noisy measurements. In this context, a distributionally robust learning framework is developed, where the objective is to train models that exhibit quantifiable robustness against perturbations. The data distribution is considered unknown, but lies within a Wasserstein ball centered around empirical data distribution. A robust model is obtained by minimizing the worst expected loss over this ball. However, solving the emerging functional optimization problem is challenging, if not impossible. Advocating a strong duality condition, we develop a principled method that renders the problem tractable and efficiently solvable. Experiments assess the performance of the proposed method.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Luca Bonini, ETH Zurich, Università di Bologna.
Paper title:
A Tiny ML Platform for On-Device Continual Learning with Quantized Latent Replays.
Authored by
Leonardo Raviglia, Manuele Russai, David Natalini, Alessandro Capitondi, Francesco Conti, and Luca Bonini.
Paper abstract:
In the last few years, research and development on deep learning models and techniques for ultra-low power devices, in a word, TinyML, has mainly focused on a train-then-deploy assumption, with static models that cannot be adapted to newly collected data without cloud-based data collection and fine-tuning. Latent replay-based continual learning, CL, techniques 1, enable online, serverless adaptation in principle, but so far they have still been too computation and memory hungry for ultra-low power TinyML devices, which are typically based on microcontrollers. In this work, we introduce a HW/SW platform for end-to-end CL based on a 10-core FP32-enabled parallel ultra-low power, PULP, processor. We rethink the baseline latent replay CL algorithm, leveraging quantization of the frozen stage of the model and latent replays, LRs, to reduce their memory cost with minimal impact on accuracy. In particular, 8-bit compression of the LR memory proves to be almost lossless, -0.26% with 3000 LR, compared to the full precision baseline implementation, but requires 4x less memory, while 7-bit can also be used with an additional minimal accuracy degradation, up to 5%. We also introduce optimized primitives for forward and backward propagation on the PULP processor. Our results show that by combining these techniques, continual learning can be achieved in practice using less than 64 megabytes of memory, an amount compatible with embedding in TinyML devices. On an advanced 22 nanometers prototype of our platform, called Vega, the proposed solution performs on average 65x faster than a low-power STM32L4 microcontroller, being 37x more energy efficient, enough for a lifetime of 535 hours when learning a new mini-batch of data once every minute.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Samir Bhatt, Senior Lecturer in Geostatistics, Imperial College London, and Seth Flaxman, Senior Lecturer at Imperial College London.
Paper title:
Encoding Spatiotemporal Priors with VAS for Small Area Estimation.
Authored by
Elizaveta Shemyanova, Yidden Shu, Adam Howes, Theo Rashid, Samir Bhatt, Swapnil Mishra, and Seth Flaxman.
Paper abstract:
Gaussian processes, GPs, implemented through multivariate Gaussian distributions for a finite collection of data, are the most popular approach in small area spatiotemporal statistical modeling. In this context, they are used to encode correlation structures over space and time and can generalize well in interpolation tasks. Despite their flexibility, off-the-shelf GPs present serious computational challenges which limit their scalability and practical usefulness in applied settings. Here, we propose a novel, deep generative modeling approach to tackle this challenge, For a particular spatio-temporal setting, we approximate a class of GP priors through prior sampling and subsequent fitting of a variational autoencoder, VE. Given a trained VA, the resultant decoder allows spatiotemporal inference to become incredibly efficient due to the low-dimensional, independently distributed latent Gaussian space representation of the VA. Once trained, inference using the VA decoder replaces the GP within a Bayesian sampling framework. This approach provides tractable and easy-to-implement means of approximately encoding spatiotemporal priors and facilitates efficient statistical inference. We demonstrate the utility of our VA two-stage approach on Bayesian, small area estimation tasks.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yanina C. Eldar, Math and Computer Science, Weitzman.
Paper title:
Robust L-Urn Shrinkage Thresholding, REST, Robust Unrolling for Sparse Recover.
Authored by
Wei Pu, Zhao Zhou, Yanina C. Eldar, and Miguel R. D. Rodriguez.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we consider deep neural networks for solving inverse problems that are robust to forward model MI specifications. Specifically, we treat sensing problems with model mismatch where one wishes to recover a sparse high-dimensional vector from low-dimensional observations subject to uncertainty in the measurement operator. We then design a new robust deep neural network architecture by applying algorithm unfolding techniques to a robust version of the underlying recovery problem. Our proposed network, named Robust L-Urn Shrinkage Thresholding, REST, exhibits an additional normalization processing compared to learned iterative shrinkage thresholding algorithm, LISTA, leading to reliable recovery of the signal under sample-wise varying model mismatch. The proposed REST network is shown to outperform state-of-the-art model-based and data-driven algorithms in both compressive sensing and radar imaging problems wherein model mismatch is taken into consideration.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Gaurav S. Sukhatme, Professor, and Fletcher Jones Endowed Chair, Departments of Computer Science and
Paper title:
A Simple Approach to Continual Learning by Transferring Skill Parameters.
Authored by
K.R. Zentner, Ryan Julian, Ujjwal Puri, Yulun Zhang, and Gaurav S. Sukhatme.
Paper abstract:
In order to be effective general-purpose machines in real-world environments, robots not only will need to adapt their existing manipulation skills to new circumstances, they will need to acquire entirely new skills on the fly. A great promise of continual learning is to endow robots with this ability, by using their accumulated knowledge and experience from prior skills. We take a fresh look at this problem, by considering a setting in which the robot is limited to storing that knowledge and experience only in the form of learned skill policies. We show that storing skill policies, careful pre-training, and appropriately choosing when to transfer those skill policies is sufficient to build a continual learner in the context of robotic manipulation. We analyze which conditions are needed to transfer skills in the challenging meta-world simulation benchmark. Using this analysis, we introduce a pairwise metric relating skills that allows us to predict the effectiveness of skill transfer between tasks, and use it to reduce the problem of continual learning to curriculum selection. Given an appropriate curriculum, we show how to continually acquire robotic manipulation skills without forgetting, and using far fewer samples than needed to train them from scratch.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chen-Chi Chen, University of Washington, and Philip B. Gibbons, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
The CoRoT Tensor Compiler, Compilation for Ragged Tensors with Minimal Padding.
Authored by
Pratik Fagade, Tianqi Chen, Philip B. Gibbons, and Todd C. Morey.
Paper abstract.
There is often variation in the shape and size of input data used for deep learning. In many cases, such data can be represented using tensors with non-uniform shapes, or ragged tensors. Due to limited and non-portable support for efficient execution on ragged tensors, current deep learning frameworks generally use techniques such as padding and masking to make the data shapes uniform and then offload the computations to optimized kernels for dense tensor algebra. Such techniques can, however, lead to a lot of wasted computation and therefore, a loss in performance. This paper presents CoRa, a tensor compiler that allows users to easily generate efficient code for ragged tensor operators targeting a wide range of CPUs and GPUs. Evaluating CoRa on a variety of operators on ragged tensors as well as on an encoder layer of the transformer model, we find that CoRa performs competitively with hand-optimized implementations of the operators in the transformer encoder and, too, achieves, over PyTorch, a 1.6x Geomian speedup for the encoder on an NVIDIA GPU and a 1.86x Geomian speedup for the multi-head attention module used in transformers on an ARM CPU.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yongquan Yang, Doctor of Computer Science, Ocean University of China.
Paper title:
One-step abductive multi-target learning with diverse noisy samples.
Authored by
Yongquan Yang.
Paper abstract:
One-step abductive multi-target learning, OSAM, was proposed to handle complex noisy labels. In this paper, giving definition of diverse noisy samples, DNS, we propose one-step abductive multi-target learning with DNS, OSAMP DNS, to expand the original OSAMP to a wider range of tasks that handle complex noisy labels.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Andreas Krauss, Professor of Computer Science, ETH Zurich, and Nicholas Usenier, Facebook AI Research.
Paper title:
Hierarchical Skills for Efficient Exploration.
Authored by
Jonas Gehring, Gabriel Sinave, Andreas Krauss, and Nicholas Usenier.
Paper abstract:
In reinforcement learning, pre-trained low-level skills have the potential to greatly facilitate exploration. However, prior knowledge of the downstream task is required to strike the right balance between generality, fine-grained control, and specificity, faster learning, in skill design. In previous work on continuous control, the sensitivity of methods to this trade-off has not been addressed explicitly, as locomotion provides a suitable prior for navigation tasks, which have been of foremost interest. In this work, we analyze this trade-off for low-level policy pre-training with a new benchmark suite of diverse, sparse reward tasks for bipedal robots. We alleviate the need for prior knowledge by proposing a hierarchical skill learning framework that acquires skills of varying complexity in an unsupervised manner. For utilization on downstream tasks, we present a three-layered hierarchical learning algorithm to automatically trade off between general and specific skills as required by the respective task. In our experiments, we show that our approach performs this trade-off effectively and achieves better results than current state-of-the-art methods for end-to-end hierarchical reinforcement learning and unsupervised skill discovery. Code and videos are available at facebookresearch.github.io/hsd3.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Nathan Cerebro, Professor, Deakin University of Chicago.
Paper title:
Transductive Robust Learning Guarantees.
Authored by
Omar Montasser, Steve Hanukkah, and Nathan Cerebro.
Paper abstract.
We studied the problem of adversarially robust learning in the transductive setting. For classes /mathcalh, of bounded VC dimension, we propose a simple transductive learner that when presented with a set of labeled training examples and a set of unlabeled test examples, both sets possibly adversarially perturbed, it correctly labels the test examples with a robust error rate that is linear in the VC dimension and is adaptive to the complexity of the perturbation set. This result provides an exponential improvement in dependence on VC dimension over the best known upper bound on the robust error in the inductive setting, at the expense of competing with a more restrictive notion of optimal robust error.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Amr Ahmed, Senior Staff Research Scientist, Google AI, and Sanjeev Kumar, Distinguished Scientist, Google.
Paper title:
When in doubt, summon the Titans, efficient inference with large models.
Authored by
Ankit Singh Rawat, Manzil Zahir, Aditya Krishna Menon, Amr Ahmed, and Sanjeev Kumar.
Paper abstract:
Scaling neural networks to large sizes, with billions of parameters, has been shown to yield impressive results on many challenging problems. However, the inference cost incurred by such large models often prevents their application in most real-world settings. In this paper, we propose a two-stage framework based on distillation that realizes the modeling benefits of the large models, while largely preserving the computational benefits of inference with more lightweight models. In a nutshell, we use the large teacher models to guide the lightweight student models to only make correct predictions on a subset of easy examples. For the hard examples, we fall back to the teacher. Such an approach allows us to efficiently employ large models in practical scenarios where easy examples are much more frequent than rare hard examples. Our proposed use of distillation to only handle easy instances allows for a more aggressive trade-off in the student size, thereby reducing the amortized cost of inference and achieving better accuracy than standard distillation. Empirically, we demonstrate the benefits of our approach on both image classification and natural language processing benchmarks.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 12. This paper was selected because it is authored by Paul Gator, Professor, University of Florida.
Paper title:
Robust Semi-Supervised Classification Using GANs with Self-Organizing Maps.
Authored by
Ronald Fick, Paul Gator, and Alina Zare.
Paper abstract:
Generative adversarial networks, GANs, have shown tremendous promise in learning to generate data and effective at aiding semi-supervised classification. However, to this point, semi-supervised GAN methods make the assumption that the unlabeled dataset contains only samples of the joint distribution of the classes of interest, referred to as inliers. Consequently, when presented with a sample from other distributions, referred to as outliers, GANs perform poorly at determining that it is not qualified to make a decision on the sample. The problem of discriminating outliers from inliers while maintaining classification accuracy is referred to here as the DOIC problem. In this work, we describe an architecture that combines self-organizing maps, SOMs, with SS-GANs with the goal of mitigating the DOIC problem and experimental results indicating that the architecture achieves the goal. Multiple experiments were conducted on hyperspectral image data sets. The SS-GANs perform slightly better than supervised GANs on classification problems with and without the SOM. Incorporating the SOMs into the SS-GANs and the supervised GANs led to substantially mitigation of the DOIC problem when compared to SS-GANs and GANs without the SOMs. Furthermore, the SS-GANs performed much better than GANs on the DOIC problem, even without the SOMs.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 13. This paper was selected because it is authored by Murat Kantarcioglu, Professor of Computer Science, University of Texas at Dallas.
Paper title:
Multi-Concept Adversarial Attacks.
Authored by
Vima Belavati, Yan Zhou, Murat Kantarcioglu, and Bhavani M. Turasingham.
Paper abstract:
As machine learning, ML, techniques are being increasingly used in many applications, their vulnerability to adversarial attacks becomes well known. Test-time attacks, usually launched by adding adversarial noise to test instances, have been shown effective against the deployed ML models. In practice, one test input may be leveraged by different ML models. Test-time attacks targeting a single ML model often neglect their impact on other ML models. In this work, we empirically demonstrate that naively attacking the classifier learning one concept may negatively impact classifiers trained to learn other concepts. For example, for the online image classification scenario, when the gender classifier is under attack, the wearing glasses classifier is simultaneously attacked with the accuracy dropped from 98.69 to 88.42. This raises an interesting question: is it possible to attack one set of classifiers without impacting the other set that uses the same test instance? Answers to the above research question have interesting implications for protecting privacy against ML model misuse. Attacking ML models that pose unnecessary risks of privacy invasion can be an important tool for protecting individuals from harmful privacy exploitation. In this paper, we address the above research question by developing novel attack techniques that can simultaneously attack one set of ML models while preserving the accuracy of the other. In the case of linear classifiers, we provide a theoretical framework for finding an optimal solution to generate such adversarial examples. Using this theoretical framework, we develop a multi-concept attack strategy in the context of deep learning. Our results demonstrate that our techniques can successfully attack the target classes while protecting the protected classes in many different settings, which is not possible with the existing test-time attack single strategies.
This is absolutely fantastic.